In addition to all of the actions happening in Denver and Boulder to mark International Women's Day, there's another action happening in Denver starting in just about 45 minutes. At 9 o'clock this morning, people will be gathering at the Sculpture Park at Denver's Arts Complex. This is outside the Walt Disney Company shareholders meeting, and they're demanding that the Disney CEO Bob Iger step down from Trump's Business Advisory Council. Recent actions against Uber led to that company's CEO stepping down from the council, and one of the organizers of today's event, Robel Warku with the Colorado People's Alliance, says he hopes that the nationwide actions targeting Disney will have the same result.
We think that the values espoused by the Trump administration don't really line up with how Disney presents itself to the public, both in their TV shows and their films. And we're just asking that the decisions of the corporation reflect that.
What exactly does Trump's Business Advisory Council do?
Yeah, so essentially they call together for meetings, and as I understand it, essentially, the way it's what it sounds. They advise Trump over different economic policy issues, and sort of that list of corporations have a seat at the table in terms of deciding what the future economic policies of this country are going to look like. And so, it is a stance of COPA and the other organizations allying with us on this action that to engage Trump in that regard is a tacit endorsement of his agenda writ large. And we think that in any and all cases, we should stand against that.
Now, you mentioned Disney. Its brand really is around family values, and it has been for decades now. And so has Disney ever been targeted by this type of political action? Has it ever been involved in anything like this, like a president's business advisory council before?
Preceding the Trump administration, I'm honestly not sure about what their relationship has been with previous presidents. But I do know that since Disney and Bob Iger have been on the Business Advisory Council, that here in Denver is not the only place that Bob Iger will be getting some pushback. There have been different actions intended to get Bob Iger to step down, and all culminating in a very large petition, which has accumulated about 500,000 signatures. That we'd like to deliver to Bob Iger to let him know that, everyday Americans, in addition to folks that work for places like Disneyland and Disney World, and also the families that consume their products, are opposed to, their support of the Trump administration. And there are even a lot of folks who have signed that petition that have voiced their concerns around that and have said that they are going to stop supporting Disney financially, whether that be going to their amusement parks or like going to any movies produced by Disney and things of that nature.
There is a shareholders meeting of the Disney Corporation in downtown Denver. So what exactly is going to be happening outside of that?
Yeah, so we're going to be having a rally at Sculpture Park, which is right across the street from where the shareholders meeting is, which is going to be at the Colorado Convention Center. So essentially, we're all going to rally there. We're going to have some, pretty awesome signs that, sort of have a fun play on some Disney movies in relation to Trump's relationship with Disney. Maybe have some Mickey Houts out there. And then we're also going to have some folks speaking from their personal experience about what this Trump administration means for them and why that means that Disney should step down from that council.
And are you calling for a boycott of Disney movies, Disney theme parks, Disney products? It's a huge corporation.
It is quite a massive corporation. Our ask is simply that Bob Iger step down from the council, and we're hoping that the pressure received from, getting 500,000 signatures from folks that, think that they should cut their ties with the Trump administration in and of itself is quite powerful. We have yet to call for an actual boycott of Disney films and products and things of that nature.
That's Robel Warku. He's with the Colorado People's Alliance, one of the organizing groups of this rally happening outside the Disney shareholders meeting in Denver. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning at the Sculpture Park at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, which is downtown at Champa Street and Spear Boulevard.